told you we'd be back.
We're back. Hello.
We're back. Hiya, loves.
You look well.
You look well. How have you been?
Good. How have you been?
Good. I mean, hello, listeners. Welcome to Dragoncast, home of House of the Dragon. Back again. You know what? I can't remember the last episode we did. I don't even know what we talked about.
Well, last time we had a very complicated numbering system, and I think the new season is an opportunity to start fresh.
Yeah, episode one.
Okay. Season two, we're back. We said we'd be back.
We didn't say when we'd be back, I think is the crucial point. Life has been complicated for the pair of us. We did Succession, we finished our Game of Thrones rewatches.
We did.
Then we did the OA bit, then we said we'd be back with all this stuff. And we ended up just watching television rather than talking about it, I think.
And here's the thing that I think we both found. We love talking about the best shows out there. And we were waiting for the next one.
Yeah, waiting for it.
And it was House of the Dragon. And I think, like, yeah, we have just snapped back into place.
Yeah.
We've been so excited for the trailer to come out for, you know, and it's the fact it's, like, coming round the corner, it's, like, months away, is mad to me.
It's crept up on us, right? It's crept up.
It kind of has, even though it's been ages. Yeah. It's been nearly, like, 18 months.
Yeah, and it's a bit like, you know, when you're a kid at Christmas and you have to just try not to think about Christmas. And then it's like, oh, my God, it's nearly Christmas. I can think about it now. We can now start to get excited for season two.
Yeah.
I had no idea this trailer was even... I mean, look, full transparency, I'm in a hotel in Manchester. I haven't even got a microphone with me. We didn't even speak until, like, lunchtime. So,
like,
I only got wind that this was dropping yesterday. I haven't really... I don't think Thronecast is coming back this year. Well, if it is, it's not with me and Sue, that's for sure. There may be, like, something or other happening around the premiere. I don't know. But what I'm trying to say is I've not been in contact with the Thrones universe.
Yeah.
So I was as surprised and excited as anybody to see this drop.
Yeah. And I think, like, also last time we were both working around the show quite a lot. And for those people who haven't been keeping up with Jamie and I's personal lives, we are both in staff jobs at companies now. We have full-time jobs that mean the kind of we can't live and breathe from a professional side, the sort of House of the Dragon universe. So I think this season is going to feel really different for us because we haven't got as much inside baseball on what's going on. And, you know, I was, like, profiling people for different magazines the whole time and recapping it, and Emma and all kinds. This time I think it's going to feel really different, and I'm really excited to have, like, a different way of engaging with the show.
100%.
But yeah, I didn't really know it was coming out. And the really interesting thing is... there was two trailers. There was Team Black and Team Green.
And I didn't even know there were two trailers until I messaged you. And I was like, have you seen it? It was like, it, them? I was like, fuck!
I was like, I think the two trailers are very good. And Jamie was like, ah, yes, two trailers. I've definitely seen both of those. But again, I do feel like it's sort of the first major promo for the show.
Yeah.
We'll get a clearer sense of what's going on. I assume, like, an Entertainment Weekly is dropping imminently with...
I think I saw some on one of the socials that I think the profile pictures for that kind of piece was being done about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Mm.
I must say, I do love how more relaxed HBO is being with the cast on House of the Dragon compared to Game of Thrones. They're very open to kind of a few BTS bits and pieces going on and people getting ramped for it and hyped up for it.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, obviously with Thrones, it was just like everything was on lockdown. So I'm enjoying seeing, I think Emma Darcy put a load of stuff up. There's some great stuff been going on.
Yeah.
How do we want to play this? Do we want to play the trailers and then come back? We can... this is just to let you know, this is going to be a short episode because I do have to... I've got to, like, dash out in, like, 15 minutes. Away for a year, back for 15 minutes. So, I think let's do some, like, knee-jerk reaction because this won't be the only trailer.
Yeah.
We'll get... I think this very much does seem like a kind of, like, a first presentation trailer. Welcome you, getting you back in the mood for the genre, for the feel of it all, for the characters. Mm-hmm. I think there'll be more story-based trailers yet to come. So this will genuinely be... I've seen the trailers once. And I ain't gonna lie, can't remember everybody's names, but I'm getting, you know, it's been a while, babes.
Okay, are we gonna start with Team Black or Team Green?
Let's start with Team Black, shall we?
Okay, that comes up first for me when I search for the trailer, which I think is interesting. So let's do that. Okay, okay, are you ready?
Right. I'm going to press play right now.
We fight for our queen!
My father chose me, his firstborn child, to succeed him. He held to his decision until death. And yet, Alicent's son sits my throne. I mean to fight this war and win it.
The realm will soon tear itself apart. Men do not remember the oath sworn to King Viserys and to his rightful heir.
The Hightowls are marching. You must crush this beast at its head.
Our terms are very simple. Renounce the false king and bend the knee to the queen, or your house burns.
When the desire to kill and burn takes hold and reason is forgotten, you will not even remember what began the war in the first place.
We fight for our queen!
Fear what I've begun.
Wow. Yeah, baby. Oh.
So, let's talk about the Black, Team Black trailer first. Okay.
Yeah.
Before we do
green. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So the marketing is like two sides of every story, blacks and the greens, right? Which I think is interesting because we know that this is all a misunderstanding and there aren't really two sides to the story.
Yeah. Quick recap. So yeah, so on Viserys's deathbed, he croaked out, it was always
Aegon's dream.
Aegon's dream.
Which is the dream of ice and fire, the prophecy that the Targaryens who are ruling, yeah, the secret that they know, and he told Rhaenyra early, I think in the pilot of House, yeah, of the Dragon. Because one of the main misunderstandings of House of the Dragon is when you have like 100 children called Aegon, there are going to be farcical levels of misunderstanding. And Alicent hears Aegon from Viserys when he's dying, and she thinks he is referring to their son,
yeah,
who's played by Tom Glynn Carney, mm-hmm, Aegon II. When in fact he was not referring to him at all.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where this has all come from. I understand, and I haven't read the books, but in the book, my understanding is that it is slightly more, that they have willingly come to the wrong conclusion. Whereas I, right, think in the show, Alicent genuinely believes that was her husband's dying wish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which I think was a good creative choice.
Yeah.
A good creative,
yeah,
choice, because there's not really any blame. It's just a genuine fuck up.
Yeah. Most of this trailer is really just recapping where we were. Yeah. What I think is really interesting is that we had this amazing finale where Rhaenyra's son Luke was killed,
yeah,
by Team Green accidentally. He sort of got chomped by, yeah, a dragon and fell into the sea.
Yeah.
That seems to be the impetus that has led to this being, yeah, full-out war. And yet it's not actually been mentioned. So to your point earlier, the next bit of this marketing is going to probably get into that. But I mean, how are the Greens not kind of like, oh shit, we have really fucked this up?
Fuck. I mean, when you see Daemon in his amazing armor,
yeah,
like, it's just like, oh shit, we've really cocked this up. But yeah, you're right. It was a good recap to remind you of that there's anger there. Doesn't remind us of what the anger was for.
No.
I think there's going to be a lot of assumed, there will be a big marketing campaign for people to rewatch season one,
yeah,
in the lead up to this. And I'm going to.
I have.
You already have.
Which is something for another, we should do. We will talk about recaps, but we need to go over it.
So I think that people are going to, they're going to assume, there's going to be a lot of assumptions from HBO and from Sky that people who are on board for season two have already seen it. So, you know, they'll know that the last thing we saw in season one was Rhaenyra's like just fucking just boiling anger with that final shot.
Yeah.
Aside from that, lots of quick flash frames with the dragons are back. I think I think I read somewhere there's an extra dragon popping up somewhere as well at some point.
Yeah, I mean, I think Aegon, King Aegon, I don't think we saw his dragon in season one, but that is around, I think he's called Sunfire.
Yes.
That is
I think you're right.
The other thing that is really clear in the trailer, so like, I think one thing we'll touch on when we do recap season one, it's really dated because you can tell it was filmed in lockdown. Everyone's in these locations. They're quite generously spaced apart and there's lots of cuts.
My God, I forgot about lockdown. Yeah.
Right. And so season two, we're like seeing lots of new locations. Damon seems to be in the Riverlands or sort of near Harrenhal.
Yeah.
He's marching. There's the Hightowers are marching. He's obviously meeting them somewhere.
Yeah.
And we can see Winterfell or somewhere in the north because Jace, yes. Rhaenyra's other son, was sent to meet the Starks at the end of season one.
That's right.
So we're expecting him to be up there kind of building Rhaenyra's claim, making sure that people that pledged allegiance to Viserys and his heir sticking to
that.
And
we're going to meet the Starks as well, aren't we, in this season?
Yeah, Cregan Stark has been cast, who I think a lot of people online are quite excited. I don't know why, but a lovely bit of northern beefcake after a season spent in the south.
Oh, stop. We don't have to call me that. Oh, see, right.
How northern? Well, I would say you're a Midlands.
Yeah,
speaker.
But people from Derby think they're the north, but then they meet people from Carlisle and they realise they're just soft southern shandy drinking bastards, really. I forgot it was done in lockdown. Wow, I completely forgot about that.
When you rewatch it, you know, there's so many like
a whole plot line of
someone's shot over the shoulder rather than having two people in a bubble. It really shows on a rewatch, and I think it is one of the things
whole plot line of Damon not being able to get any flour from anywhere. Yeah.
If there's anywhere...
Ah, we've fallen back into...
I know. Anywhere where COVID would spread, those guys, they're dirty, dirty dogs, those Targaryens.
Especially in... What was it? Fleabottom?
It's Fleabottom, wasn't it? Oh, my God. I bet they didn't mask in Fleabottom at all.
I bet they fucking did. So
there's... We got the Team Black trailer, and I think we should quickly look at Team Green. Other thing,
I think Team Green consider themselves the goodies. I think, you know, Team Black, like, it's, you know, it's a bit Reservoir Dogs, isn't it? It's that conversation. It's you call Team Black, you're automatically cool as fuck, right?
Yeah. Team Black are obviously, they have the rightful claim, but they are slightly more barbaric. They are aggressive, punky, weird. They look like they all are getting dressed in like Camden. Green are the sort of religiously pious, but like hypocritical. And they've just been in the right proximity to power at the right time.
Religiously pious, but wank over someone's feet. I mean, it's a living.
It takes all sorts. Let's do it. Let's watch Team Green.
For the one true king, Aegon!
Many weeks ago, my lord husband was alive, and the realm was at peace. On his deathbed, he knew the realm would never accept a queen. Rhaenyra's supporters will believe what they wish, but Viserys wanted Aegon to succeed him.
They wish now not for the good of the realm, but for the satisfaction of vengeance.
Plot against the king, and I will pay it back 100 times over.
I'm as fearsome as any of them.
You have no idea the sacrifices that were made to put you on that throne.
My uncle is a challenge I welcome. If he dares face me.
We will prevail and bring forth peace. But you must accept that the path to victory now is one of violence.
Good. To war, then.
All my life, I've endeavored to serve both my house and the realm. And somehow none of it matters.
Hold to your courage! For the one true king, Aegon!
I think the way they've presented each case, each party making their case, is quite interesting. I think it's actually a really, really interesting idea. I love that trailer. And it's interesting that it's Rhaenyra versus Aegon. It's not Rhaenyra versus Alicent. Alicent is actually in the trailer quite a lot, but it's clear. And the fact that Emma Darcy and Tom Glencarney have introed the trailer, It's cool.
That's right. Yeah, they're the foes. Yeah, absolutely. And as Alison says at the beginning, it's we're straight off the back of it. There's been no. It sounds like we're coming literally from the end of season one straight into it. So yeah, no. Who was the Larry? Is it Larry Strong? There was no Lord.
I didn't see Larry
anywhere. Hopefully he's frotting away somewhere.
Did see Alison looking like she was wearing funeral clothes. I don't know. That could be. We know that there's this blood and cheese event.
How do you spot all this so quickly? I'm too busy trying to. Oh my god. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god.
Because Black Veil. So we know there's an event called Blood and Cheese. I think we've kind of guessed it is Red Wedding esque. We don't know much about it.
I've done so well not to pick up the book or do any googling or anything. I've really kind of like put my Westeros chastity belt on since we last spoke.
I think there are a lot of been saving yourself.
Exactly.
Be fit to burst.
I know. Fucking blue, mate.
But I think what's really interesting on that, though, there's obviously something big happening, but this season is 8 episodes, not 10.
Right.
I think this is going to be a very lean season. Mm-hmm. I think they're not going to fuck around. And you know how Joffrey died quite early on his season?
Yeah.
And I think there's going to be a lot of just like bang, bang, bang. Yeah. Because I think there's quite a lot of ground to cover. There's quite a lot of action. And that season one has been leading up to this big, kind of ferocious season. I'm really, really excited.
Purely from an HBO point of view, they will have like studied the data and done all of the trends and worked out, you know, what people enjoyed about Thrones originally. And it's like, right, how the fuck do we get to the good stuff as quickly as possible? We've got to set up all these characters. So, you know, we've got the great story of Viserys that we need to tell, and we need to get to this point. But once we're there, it's all killer, no filler, really, literally, I imagine. Aegon, I think, is clearly taking the mantle of the Joffrey, you know, little bit of a moustache twiddling kind of thing going on there, wasn't there?
And just doesn't seem to want it, even though his family have caused irreparable damage to get him there.
Yeah, yeah.
Aemond, he's like, don't really.
Aemond looks great. You know, he's just got that kind of, just that kind of vindictive serial killer, almost like John Doe from Seven kind of vibes, where it's just like quite calm. And
it sounds like the relationship between the brothers is fraught. Mm. Aemond thinks he could be a better king. And
he could.
Like, I will.
He fucking could, though, couldn't he? I mean, he'd be a nasty cunt. But
Ewan Mitchell, who plays him, you know he was in Saltburn.
Yeah, I saw him in there. Yeah. Oh, my God, we've got so much cold.
Absolute mindfuck.
We've got so much culture to catch up on.
I know. Isn't that mad? I saw him and I was like, oh my god, it's Aemond. I almost didn't recognize him with both his eyes. So yeah, I think like they're sort of saying like, look, it would never have worked having a queen. We've got to like defend our title. And you can see like the green, their banner is like the green of House Hightower with the Targaryen sigil, which I think is really cool. Not much Otto, but we saw a little bit of him scowling around.
A little bit of Sir Criston Cole there with his new haircut.
Out in battle by the looks of things.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hedge a bet based on where they were that they're fighting Daemon.
I think you're probably right. Well, yeah, I'm sure there will be someone with more time on their hands that will splice those two trailers together. And I would imagine the locations would be pretty similar.
Also, the shot there was a very sort of slinky, greeny yellow dragon in above that forest. That I think that must be Aegon's dragon because I don't recognize it.
Okay.
I don't recognize it. Yeah, and then you've got Aemon's dragon Vhagar, but there's big leathery umbrella wings with a few holes in them.
Oh yeah, with all the holes in.
Sort of like horror. You know, that's the sort of absolute machine that killed Jace. Luke, last season.
But what an unexpected surprise. What a lovely delight. It's like being reminded of a previous life, and I'm kind of like supercharged for it now. I'm fully vibed up.
Do you know what I love, though? Because you know there was a teaser right at the end of the year, like a literal teaser trailer. Every time they do a trailer, they've always got Eve Best at the end doing this kind of, when a family spills blood, everyone, you know, it's like literally like pull the cord in her back and she just goes,
I'll give it you.
Yeah. The gods can't cry when you stab them in the face. It's just like, okay. You're just doling her out like the wise woman. Not much of her. So I don't know.
No, I mean, Steve Toussaint's
But don't you think they're kind of like, if I were them, I'd be like, I'm sitting out. Like, do you know how, like,
this is,
with everything going on in the royal family, like, Edward is a bit like, guys.
Yeah, Sophie and Edward have gone, let's just keep our fucking heads down. We'll get a few runs up the
ladder. They're like, we're going to just let you guys figure this out. Go to the garden centre. Going to just go over here and not get involved. they're having a great time. So I think Rhaenys and the sea snake probably just.
But I think their kids. I think I think their kids are getting stuck into it, aren't they? I saw that there was a shot of. My God, I'm testing my memory now. One of the daughters with the blonde hair. Oh my goodness me! One of Valerian's, who's married to.
Yeah, Baylor, and they're called like
Lane. I didn't see. I've lost myself.
Okay, quick recap. Corlys and Rhaenys's kids. There was the gay one who married Rhaenyra, who ran away.
Lainor. He ran away.
And there was Baylor, the one that married Daemon, who died.
Yes.
She had kids with Daemon. So they're like grandkids for Rhaenys. Right, I think one of them is like betrothed to Jace, and
Yes. And you saw you saw one of them on the dragon in one of those trailers.
She's getting involved, which is very cool. But I'm pretty sure they're called like Baylor.
Yeah, it was a bit like a Huey, Dewey, and Louie, wasn't it? The three duck nephews.
Yeah, because when we watched it, I watched it with Rob. We watched season one late last year.
Fact fans, and that's Chris Mandel's fiance.
Got the ring on. my betrothed. He was like, hang on a minute, who are all these people? So I paused it and I got the names up on Wikipedia and I was like, it's Lainor, Lena, Laylor, Lilo, Lindsay Lohan. Like, I was just going through it and I was like, oh my God, there are like 65 characters with like four different names. And there are, and obviously Rhaenyra and Daemon have now had kids, one of which is called Aegon the Third.
Christ almighty. Yeah, because it was all like Boris's kids, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness me! Anyway,
so I think we're in for a good time.
Absolutely, I'm stoked. You're stoked. I'm sure all our listeners are stoked.
And thanks to everyone. June 16th. Thank you to everyone who's been messaging us, being like, "Where the fuck are you?"
Yeah,
I keep getting messages from people, and we've just been laying low. We've just been. You know,
you'd rather have us at our best rather than like trying to shoehorn in. I mean, we could have done Bear season two, but everyone was doing Bear season two, and
We couldn't have done Bear season two, Jamie, because I've still not finished season one. And
there you go.
Do you know what? I'm not into the bear.
Okay, fine. There you go. So it doesn't
get it. You know,
if one of us is out, we're both out. It's as simple as that.
Doesn't work. So that's where we are. Trailer. I mean, what do you think? You're excited? You're into it?
Yeah,
you're
very buzzing? Excited. I need to see more, though. I need to see... That got me kind of like... Did what it's meant to do, which is to get me sucked back into the universe, get excited. June the 16th is not far away at all. I'm pumped. Really pumped.
3 months.
It's not.
And we'll be recapping it every week. We'll be chatting. We'll be figuring shit out.
Yeah. It's going to be great. So if anything, listen, we'll be back. If there's anything to talk about, we'll obviously come straight back and talk about it. If there's another big trailer that comes out, there'll be stuff, you know.
You're going to rewatch season one.
Yeah.
I've done season one. And my proposal is that we do a two-parter.
Okay.
Where we do season one, not a recap, but just our thoughts on rewatching.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we could need to do any more like episode by episode because we've done that.
But I
definitely think we should do the first five before the time jump and then the second five.
Good show.
And just revisit it. Where are we at? Because I definitely have some thoughts.
Yeah. Okay. Good shout.
The bad and the ugly.
Good shout. A little bit of AOB, a little bit of housekeeping. We are up for a fucking an Ambi. award.
Which this is major, major news.
You see, I forget, you know, because our Paddy interview did so well, you know, it won, we got, I think we kind of won a Webby. I can't remember, like, at least it was like a silver or something that we got for that. But we are up for an Ambie for best indie podcast. No idea if we're going to win
which
it.
Is amazing.
I did get an I got an email off the organizer asking me what time I was arriving on the day. And I was like, love, it's in LA. I was like, if you blink twice and tell me I need to be in LA, I'll come to LA. But they were like, oh, we're not allowed to do that. And I was like, well, I ain't traveling to LA to hear some fucking mental health podcast win.
But you know what? Wouldn't it be kind of a vibe to just put it on the credit card and just go and just be like, oh,
you know. Exactly. Hey, we both work for companies that have quite large credit cards. We could swing it. Listen.
So
until then,
next time.
I can't even remember how we used to end it.
Well, we did Dracarys, but I kind of think we can't do brainstorm.
We'll think of something new. Other than we're back, baby.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.